say, give glory to God. Give glory to God, say. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. He's worthy of our praise, saints. Give glory to God. He's worthy of our praise, saints. Give glory to God. He's worthy of our praise. Give glory to God. He's worthy of our praise. Give glory to God. Why don't you lift those hands, saints? Why don't you lift up your hands this morning? Give glory to God. Lift those hands, saints. Give glory to God. Lift those hands, saints. Give glory to God. Lift those hands, saints. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Every day you ought to give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Oh, yes. Give glory to God. God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. And we thank you for this another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us, another day that you have kept us. So on this morning, we give thanks to you, oh God, with a grateful heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. For keeping me, you've been my all. You hear my call. We love you. We bless you, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and we just want to thank you, Lord. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Keisha. Pray the heavens down. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, songbirds. God bless you this morning. Beautiful worship unto our Lord and our Savior this morning. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. What a way to... Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Keisha Lee once again from Cincinnati, Ohio. We welcome each and every one of you to the CMC call this morning, and we tag this day giving God the glory on this mighty Monday. He's worthy of the praise. So we're going to the Lord in prayer this morning. Mighty Father, we thank you on today, this mighty Monday, this day that you have made. Father, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Almighty God, for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of us. God, we lift you high. Hallelujah. We see you high, and we see you lifted. We ask, Lord, that your glory train fill our temples on today. We thank you for this master call, God. We ask, Lord, that you continually keep your mighty hand upon this call, oh God, and bless it and favor it like never before. Father God, your word there on today, Father, bless her, Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet. Father, we call on your anointing, God, to be in this place on today. Oh, Father, your glory train to run through this place and your word to come forth, oh, Father. You said man shall not eat by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth, oh, God. So, Father, bless your word on today as we partake, oh, Father. Lord, each and every person on this call today, Father, hear their hearts today, and Father, answer every prayer. Father, we love you today. We thank you today. We thank you for Jesus, Yeshua. We're grateful for you. We thank you for the work on Calvary. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, you can take it away.
Good morning, good morning. This is a joyful and beautiful morning, Minister Keisha Lee. Hallelujah this morning. I'm just happy this morning for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful, powerful prayer. What do you say? Give God the glory this morning. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in with this awesome music. Praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you and everything that you do. We just so appreciate you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I just want to share a little about this amazing call this morning. I've been on the journey for some time now. I'm so thankful for our two. Well, let me start. It started in 2010. Our two amazing co-founder, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robinson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey, and I will not get off of this journey. I am so grateful this morning. I guess you said I'm just happy this morning. And I want to wish everybody, I know you had a beautiful Mother's Day, just enjoying yourself on yesterday. Well, let me just give you a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I cried out, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement that we want to share with you to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. Hallelujah. Thank you. So we also have a website that you can, if you have anything that's going on in your life, you can just tune in 24/7. That website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the message has been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our awesome speakers. The theme for this 2021, with God's strategic, shifted, prophetic, suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's in from Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Keisha, as a host, as yours truly, or share word, and maybe you want to be as strong as like Minister Tiffany. You have a praise request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. But on Friday we have a treat. you can stay on our second half of our call and give your praise report live. Isn't that beautiful? That's a beautiful thing. We take the time out for you to give your praise report to us live. Well, let me just share with our company that brought us all together, the phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We're now called Artist Light. Great products to help the world become healthy. And I always want to say you want to be wealthy and anyone come 3 feet of you, share that information because we want everybody to stay healthy. This morning, the morning motivation call starts Monday through Friday, right after this call, a team of great leaders giving you vital information on the benefits of this artist, wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. That PIN number, 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, or Cricket, do we have a free bypass number? You can call before 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged. Today is Inspirational Monday. Well, I'm just going to say to you guys, we're going to have our host is going to be Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our speaker is going to be Minister Brenda Terrell. We want everybody to plug in on that call right after this call. But we also want you to share with you to please stay connected with our Artist Life company and stay on Facebook, check out your WhatsApp, go to your back office and check it out twice a day, and more important, share with others. Well, you know I am excited this morning. You must thought I had some sugar this morning, but I just want to say I want to bring our speaker. She needs no introduction, but we want to give her. We might have some new people on the call. We're going to give us a little bit about her. She's one of our co-founders of this master's call. Our speaker this morning is indeed a call to proclaim of the word of God. Her name is Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts. She was first ambassador for the Artist Life Health and Wellness Company. She's a co-founder of this master call, as I shared. She loves her two adult children. She adores her five grandchildren. We call her Queen Super Fantastic. However, she rather prefer calling her plain Dr. PK. There's so much that I can say about her. Therefore, I direct you to read her full bio on the master's call .net. The mastercall.net is the website, and without further ado, let me introduce you some present to others, none other than Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts. The floor is yours.
Honorable Cynthia Cox, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Wait.
Thank you so much. Thank you for what you do for us here on the Master's Call. I absolutely love and appreciate you this morning. Thank God for you. Good morning, TMC family. What can I say about being ushered into the presence of God this morning by our own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out of that California town? Give glory to God. Thanks, that's what we are to do. And then Minister Keisha Lee came right on in there from Cincinnati, Ohio, and called it just that on this mighty Monday. This is the day that the Lord has given each and every one of us to rejoice and be glad in. And I am happy down to my sanctified toes this morning. When I reflect on the goodness of God, I get happy all over again. Again, I'm going to chime in, as many of you have already received throughout this weekend, and say happy Mother's Day. And I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful event, as I have, and we'll share a little bit in a moment. I also want to say to those of you who sent me and those of you who called, and some of you did not get through and did not talk to me, I ask that you forgive me. I promise to seek and I reach out sometimes today to get back. I have not read all of the messages either, and you'll understand why here in a moment. I do honor my own cohort and a sister in the Lord, and I thank God for bringing Dr. Vanessa into my life, and I love, love, love Dr. Vanessa. Got to kind of get back on her good side because I sneaked something up under her nose, and you don't normally do that. And you all two weeks have been life-changing for me. I can say that I've had some major monumental, humongous accomplishments to take place in my life. As most of you who know me for real know me, you know I was married to super fantastic men who loved me well. My sister Vanessa Weatherspoon would say that they spoiled and pampered me to no end. I believe that all of us should have that experience. Somebody once said to my husband, "You are so henpecked," and I responded, "And I am rooster pecked. We do some good pecking here on each other." I believe that all of us, should experience being loved well. Well, they loved me so well until I never had to drive. And was not allowed to drive anywhere alone. And it was something for me to get out and drive 6 hours all by myself with the Lord. And then to get there and just listening to God on the same day. You see, I'm a person who likes to plan out. I like to save my money. I don't like to. But on the same day, that morning at 1 o'clock, I was making plans to fly from where I was to where I am, and I am now, to me, to fly after the pandemic. I have not flown during the pandemic. I have not. And we aren't finished with this pandemic. I want you to understand that we are still having people call. I got a call yesterday day before yesterday to disturb me greatly because it said that I'd been in the place where some people had contracted the COVID and wanted to warn me, give me a warning. How do you feel? Do you need to go get tested? Are you crazy? Are you really serious? I'm just venturing out, and my first venture out, you going to tell me that I have possibly been come on here now. And so, but I purchased that ticket that morning and flew that day. I don't do that. You all know, those of you who know me, know I'm going to plan it out a little bit. I'm going to save as much as I can on my tickets. And you all, I flew here into Colorado Springs, and I was able to surprise my grandbabies, my son and my daughter, and be here in worship with them. Worship with them inside of a church building. Had not been inside a church building for worship since the pandemic. And so this all major. And I had to stop and check it out with the Lord. I said, "God, what are you doing?" You said, what are you doing here? I felt the need to stop and just testify a little bit this morning because testimonies, we overcome by testimonies, the words of testimony. God says, you have been using loosely. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me and God. That's what I was wanting to do. I want to show you what it looks like when I order your steps and when I lead you and when you allow me to guide you. It's not about what you want to do right then. It's about what I am ordering your steps to do right then. So I can say that I have made some strides as I am walking into my healthy and wealthy place. I hear you out there. I hear you in my spirit, Willa, Minister Willa. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Well, I am feeling good in my body. I'm able to breathe. I have not had any coughing spells. I'm doing well. I'm doing extremely well, to tell you the truth. And I thank God that as he had directed me to be the founder of the SBC, the Senior Billionaires Club. Most of us are afraid to even allow billions to roll off our tongue, but I want you to know that quite frankly, behind that billion is coming the trillion. The Billionaires Club, God is saying to me that I'm wanting you to move on with your life now because I am making some life changing, humongous steps in your life you know that you would not do, could not do without my help. So I'm asking you this morning, what are those things that God's doing in your life that's causing you to move from where you are to where he wants you to be? God has said to me time and time again, I don't want you to go back to where I was, PK, because I'm a God who is creative. I want you to follow me to where I am taking you. I want you to understand that this is a new day. This is a new season. I want you to remember the promises and the prophecies that I've spoken to your life over the years, down through the years. I'm asking you that question. Have you stopped to remember? I'm going to do the conclusion of this matter. I thought that God was going to give me something else to do today, but it is amazing to me that what I want to do, God changes it around, and he does what he wants to do in me when I allow him to. So I wanted to talk to you about the brand new. I wanted to go to my favorite scripture and talk to you about the brand new. No, God said, I want you to conclude on the Remember to Remember series that I've been on, because it's all about Peter. And Peter was a crusty, crass fisherman with a foul mouth. Yeah, that's how I won't take time to describe him. He was something else. He's the one who cut the ear off the soldier. Peter was something else, kind of like me, you know. Peter is one of my favorite characters in the Bible. Yes, he is. And Peter, you all, I'm going to, if I had to name this morning, it would be the Aurors. Remember to remember the Aurors, Aura like Robert, that changed Peter's life. The number one, the very first one is Jesus renames Peter. And, you know, as I've been going through this, God says, yes, you named yourself PK because people used to mess up your name and you didn't like that. So, they call you Pepsi-Cola, Pissy-Cola, every kind of cola, but they didn't call you Pecola. And so now you are old enough to help. And it's okay because you are in the training stage of your life. You are at a place where you're going to teach and train people, start with them. So now today I want you to call yourself Pecola Roberts, Pecola. So Dr. Pecola, yes, Pecola is my name. Pecola is the name. Get clear about the identity. Jesus wants to manage our identity. He wants to talk to you about who he has called you to be. In John 1:44, he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah, and you shall be called Cephas, which is translated into a stone. Peter, your name is now to represent a stone. Pecola, your name means the voice of God. When you go in to check it out, you have a reason to know that you are speaking for God Almighty. When you open your, let me get to the next hour because I don't have a lot of time, but I want you to work on your identity. That's the first hour. He renamed Peter. That just deals with the identity. Jesus rescues Peter. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Jesus wants to manage our future. He wants to be here with us. He wants us to know that he will rescue us from ourselves. Bless the name of Jesus. Let me just give you this one right quick. In Matthew 14:27-30, but immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. It is I. do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. If it is you, command me to come to you on this water. And so he said, come on, come on. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Well, God has called some of us to step out of the boat, step out into the water, walking into your place of billions and trillions, and walking into your place of ministry. Oh, yes, he told me this morning, he said, some of you have forgotten the nuggets that will catapult you to the place of purpose for this season in your life. But I want you to remember. Stop and remember, as I want to rescue you from yourself. I said, oh, God, that's deep right there. Now, that's deep. He said, yes, because you see, with you living in yourself, doing what you think is safe for you to do, doing those things which you have been doing, doing those things that have become comfortable for you, I want you to step out. Hey, glory be to God, and recognize that I'm telling you to come on to me. Come, come, come. It's all right about the boisterous winds. It's all right about what you see around you. Keep your eyes on me. And so that goes into the next aura. I did rename, rescue. I'm going right into refocus. Jesus refocuses Peter. He is refocusing PK. He's refocusing Pacola. He's refocusing you, you, and you. Jesus wants to manage our ambitions. Oh, my God, look at God, look at God. Matthew 17:5. I'm still working on Peter, y'all. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Listen, God wants to manage our ambitions. He wants us to be refocused this morning. He wants you to look at him and understand that he has called you for such a time as this. He wants you to know that he has purpose and purpose all wrapped up in you that he wants to unwrap if you allow him to. Jesus rebukes the next aura, rebukes Peter. He rebukes him. Jesus wants to manage our flesh. Oh, my God, there is nothing good in this flesh. This flesh will cause us to act up, act ugly, and act out. This flesh, glory be to God, needs to come under the submission of God. And we do that as we fast and pray. Come on here, somebody. Luke 22:61 shows us, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of God, how he said, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. But in spite of all of that, oh, gosh, Jesus didn't say anything, but he looked at Peter when he did it. That flesh caused Peter to be in a place where he should never have been, sitting by the fire that he never should have been warmed by, listening to voices that he should never been heard. This flesh will cause us to do some crazy things. We want to bring this flesh under submission. As Jesus is rebuking Peter, he's rebuking some of us and saying we need to get in the right place with him. I got to run on down through here. Jesus reminds Peter he wants to manage our ministry. John 21:5-7. I know I heard you in my spirit, Dr. Vanessa. Girl, you running through that too fast. This is some good eating here. Yes, it is. But the Lord told me I could finish it up this morning. I'm going to finish it up. Jesus said to them, children, have you any food? They answered him. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat. You're going to find some food over there. And they didn't fuss. They just cast the net, and they were able to draw in so many fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Jesus is telling us today that he wants to manage our ministry. It appears that we are not bringing in too many souls or have not brought in many souls during this pandemic because I dealt with them on that issue. And he says, oh, just cast your net on the other side of the boat because I got something else that I want you to do in a way that you need to do it this morning. Okay, bless the name of Jesus. Jesus restores Peter. Jesus wants to manage our failures. Bless the name of Jesus. John 21, 15 through 17. Glory be to God. And when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, do you really love me? Do you love me? He asked him that three times, and every time he said, Jesus, you know I love you. Come on, what you talking about? You know I love you. He said, if you do, you're going to feed my sheep. You're going to feed my lamb. You're going to tend to my sheep. You're going to do what needs to be done to take care of the flock that I have placed before you. And Jesus is saying the same to us. There are some people. He didn't call me to pastor everybody. Pecola, Fleming, Roberts is not called to minister and pastor to everybody. Some folks ain't gonna stand, won't be able to stand me, and it's nothing I can do about it. However, there is a tribe of people that set out there for you and for me. How glory be to God that we are to feed and that we are to tend to and that we are to love up on. God wants you to allow him to lead you to your tribe this morning. Oh, and the last hour I'm going to rock on you is Jesus refreshes Peter. Jesus come to refresh you this morning. Jesus wants to manage our security. We rest in knowing that Jesus is here for us. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance. We have an inheritance here, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Jesus wants us to know that he wants to manage our security, and our security Amen. Is found in the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I'm right there. Let me say this one last thing. Jesus refreshes Peter. Jesus wants to refresh you. This pandemic has put a whooping on all of us, but Jesus comes to let us know that our security lies in him. This is the conclusion of Remember to Remember, featuring Peter and what our lives can be. Let me go on and close us out today. I want everybody to go on over to the MMC call, and that's all I want you to do, Sister Cynthia, is to give the number to that call, and I'm going to say the closing prayer, and we're going to be out in here time enough for them to go on over to the call. Could you just give that number, and then I'm going to pray for the needs of the people as I close out today. I want to conclude Remember to Remember. Honorable Cynthia Cox, do you have the number to the call?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for that.
Could you give them that, and then I'm going to close out with prayer. Just give the number, please.
Okay. Yes, the number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. Thank you.
Thank you so, so very much. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you see the needs of your people. You know, God, those of us who have been hurt down to the core. You know those of us who have been hurt because of this COVID, the deaths that have come our way, the folk who have left our lives because of this COVID have left such holes, God, that only you can fill. You know how relationships have been broken and frayed, but you, God, can bring all of that together. Oh, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you that you are reminding us that we need to use our angels that you've assigned to us, that the Holy Spirit is here. God, you told me during this study that you have done all that you're going to do, that we need to use what you have left here and walk out our life situation. God, we thank you for that this morning. I thank you, and I just praise you, God, for every need that has been brought to us. I know that you see all things. Bless as only you can in Jesus' name. We love you. We thank you, and we give you the praise, God. Now, as we leave this place, help us to remember those things that you've spoken into our lives so that we can live a life that's pleasing in your sight. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, may his grace rest on each of us as we go out to fulfill the purpose of life that he has given us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, and amen. You all go out and live a super fantastic life. Know that I love you. Bye-bye.